A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 11th, 2017. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at efforts being made by female leaders of different political opposition parties to mobilize women to register to vote in the 2018 elections next year. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But women, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina che madzimai musakanganwe.
Don't forget to like us on our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are now live streaming. Join in the conversation right now.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com. And don't forget, for Ndebele speakers, www.voandebele.com. You can join us right now.
Takunza ipano, kuti tikurukure, zvinhu izvi hazvigoneke kungouya chete nemaridzo. Zvinouya through my actions edu, zvinouya through my elections, nokuti ikoko ndokunobva vatungamiriri vanozoenda muzvigaro munonorongwa mitemo inenge ichifanira kuzotevedzwa kuti zvatinoda zviitike. Hazvingouyi asi ndisu vacho vaiti vazvo. How should we know that? Todzidziswa. Saka tiri kuchemera kuti ma NGOs ngavatibvumire, ngavatibatsire, ngavatisapote, tigone kupinda mukati medu tipanane dzidziso pasina kutsanangura kuti uyu ndewe kwakati, uyu ndewe kwakati. Mudzimai anzwisise her important role.
Kuparlament tinoda kuti madzimai mavoices avo enzwike. Kunogara pasi tichiona kuti mari yapuwa maministri zvinoshandiswa sei. Madzimai dziya voices dzinofanirwa kunzwikwa. Toende kumalocal authorities makanzura uko. Ndiko kunotangira nyaka. Ndiyo conference yaiyi. Tinoti madzimaiwo ngaarepresentwe 50-50. Kuitira kuti tidzivirire nyaya dzecorruption. Mastatistics anoratidza kuti kunenge kune madzimai akawanda. Corruption inoderera. Saka ndizvo zvatinochemera kuti semadzimai takawanda tiri 52%. Saka toda kuti pamadepartments ese awo, kuvira kuexecutive, kuya kulegislature, kuya kujudiciary, kuenda kune SMI institutions, kuenda kumalocal authorities, madzimai ngaarepresentwe 50-50. So that totaura zvinhu zvedu tese, varume nemadzimai. So that tese tonge tichiparticipata padevelopment yenyika yedu.
Tichatiunganidza ndechekuti tazviona kuti tikaramba takamira tichingoti inini ndiri bato rakati uri wega. Haukwanisi kuwana simba. Simba rinowanikwa pakushanda muri mese. Saka tabatana tiri madzimai kuti tishande nenyaya iyi tione kuti tingagadzirisa sei. Asi toda kuedza kuratidzawo kuti ai wakapolitics hadzisi dzevakadzi chete, hadzi dzevarume chete. Madzimai anogona kuita politics ende politics dzakachena dzisina kunetsana. Ndosaka mavaona madzimai vavo vakapfeka matishets avo akasiyana siyana. Vachiimba vese imamo, ari kuimba shangirai, ari kuimba bita, ari kuimba mangoma. Asi izvi zvichiratidza kuti hazvina mhosva kuti uri mupati ipi. Chikuru ndechekuti tinoda kushandira kuti tive neZimbabwe itsva. Zimbabwe inenge yakasununguka.
Taona kuti samadzimai ari muutungamiri nechekare. Regai titange chokutanga kuratidza kuti madzimai tinogona kushanda. Tiri mubatanidzwa takasangana namakala emapolitical party edu akasiyana. Zvinogoneka chaizvo. Nokuti nhamo ndeimwe. Sokutaura kwandamboita, zhara inoruma munhu wose. hazvinei kuti unogara kupati ipi kana kuti kupi. Namwe yatakatarisana nayo muno muZimbabwe yoda kuti madzimai abatane, tite mushandira pamwe, tite gariranoko kuti tizvisunungure.
Isusu sevanhu vechidzimai, sevasikana kana tisana mama, vasikana ndovari affected the most nesishesho iri kuitika muno muZimbabwe. Tisu takaenda kuzvikoro, tine madegrees, tine mamasters, asi mabasa hakuna. Tisu tine vana, vamwe vedu vari masingle mothers. Tisu tine vana vakuti vakarwara tikaenda kuzvipatara hatigone kuwana treatment. Saka tiri kutoti zvakakosha kuti young women vabude vave part of my elections, vaise their vote kuitira kuti vaone kuti nyika inoi inochinja, vaone kuti vanoparticipata mukuvaka Zimbabwe yakanaka.
Madzimai paanokukwidza kune mamwe maconstituency, vaendewo kumaconstituency anohwinika, because varume vari kuenda kumaconstituency anohwinika, vamadzimai vacho varasira kumaconstituency asingahwiniki.
Ini ndinonzi Barbara Nyagomo, ndinotungamirira Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe, PDZ. Muhevotes tiri madzimai anoita zvematungamiriro enyika. Takaona kuti vakadzi tine 52% yemavoters vakadzi, asi hazvisi kunyanya kupiwa uremu hwakanyanya. Ndopa takaisa musoro pamwe chete tikati semapolitical parties ese ngatichidaidze vamwe vakadzi tivadzidzise vazive kuti tine simba rekuti pange pane shanduko mumatongerwo ezvenyika muZimbabwe, nekutiwo tinge tichitungamirirawo kune zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuitira kutiwo tiinfluence change munyika yedu.
Welcome again. If you've just joined us today, we on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at efforts being made by female leaders of different political parties, opposition parties, to mobilize women to register to vote in the 20 elections. What are your views on the issues?
Only last Saturday, women from different opposition political parties converged in Harare for the launch of the hashtag #HairVote. HairVotes 2018, which seeks to mobilize women to actively participate in the elections slated for 2018,
Marv. Yes, PJ, the campaign also seeks to encourage women to vote for women. And despite women constituting the majority of voters, which we heard earlier on from one of the speakers saying 52% of the women in Zimbabwe actually, you know, should be getting into voting, few women contest in elections in the country.
And known as the Women Electoral Convergence 2018, the platform seeks to urge women to take an active role in the forthcoming harmonized elections as candidates and as well as voters.
And 8 of the country's main opposition political parties are actually members. Speaking at the launch of the campaign, one of the organizers, Honorable Priscilla Misairambu Mishonga of MDC, led by Professor Washman Mube, said the aim of the platform is to empower women to participate in next year's elections as presidential, parliamentary and local government candidates, as well as encouraging women to vote each other in any political office.
Mm-hmm. And also efforts are also being made by other citizen movements like She Votes campaign and individuals who have taken upon themselves even to social media to urge women, especially the youth, to register and vote in the 2018 elections.
Yes, PJ, this is a very exciting season indeed.
Yes. Ikudibana sihlobo emsakazweni wethu owe Voice of America ku Studio 7 kuhlelo asihluzeni bomama. Lapho ke namhlanje esikhuluma ngodaba lokukhuthazana kwabesifazana ukuba bangene labo ezikhundleni zobukhokheli ikakhulu kwezombusazwe, kulandela ke uhlelo olube khona ngomgqibelo, kumbe ngithi umkhosi obekhona ngomgqibelo, lapho abesifazane abazibone kufanele ukuthi babuthane bekhuthazana befundisana ukuthi labo bangene ezikhundleni, bancintise ezikhundleni kwezombusazwe ikakhulu. Kube labesifazane abazinkokheli emabandleni abo ehlukeneyo ungabe kuse MDCT kade kulonkosaza unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe abe PDP kade kulonkosikazi Lucia Mathibenga ku MDC ekhokhelwa ngubaba u Welshman Ncube kade kulonkosikazi Priscilla Misahirambo emshonga labanye abanengi nengi akade bebuthene bekhuthazana ukuthi thina abesifazane yithi abanengi yithi esiba isilinganiso esikhulu lapho kubalwa abantu basingaba isilinganiso esingamashumi amahlano lambili 52% abavotayo kodwa ke uzananzelela ukuthi nxa lapho sokuvotelwa abesifazane balutshwane abavotelwa emabandleni abo abavotelwa ukuthi bangene edaleni lephalamende njalo lamabandla angkhona ezombusazwe malutshwana akhokhelwa ngabesifazane singabalisa omaye mjuru sibalise onkosikazi Maselena Chikasha onkosikazi onkosazana Barbara Nyakomo labanye nje abalutshwana yibo abakhokhelayo labo kade bekhona embuthanweni wona lo sibe lethuba lokuthi intathele izindaba yethu uMavis Gama ube khona emkhosini wona lo wathatha ke ama videos alandelayo
sesikuchaye ukuthina njalo mama sekhathela ukuthiya ezindlini njengabantwana kusho salani liphela lingayike yavota thina sikuqakathekile ngenxa yokuthi nxa sigilelwa ngabantwana thina njengabantu besimama yithe si-asekhaza ngoti ngothala umntwana ugijima usiya ezibhedlela ezingenamithi ngothala abantwana usiyalayina ukwazi uthele imali yokumlaphisa obaba babengekho ukubana baqondisise izinto ezinjalomama
kumele sifundisane uyabona ukuthi singayekela ukuqalisa ukuzama ukuthi bomama abomama basebenze ndawonye akusoze kwenzakala so we have to start somewhere samele siqalise somewhere and siqala ngemihlangano enje so ukubatshengisa uzile umama umithisinjulu ebachasisele ukuthi ngodisemba singu-4 ngubani enganakanela ukuthi uMakhuphe uMaimjuru uPriscilla Mshonga lami sindawonye siserumini eyodwa siyaxoxa kuze kuse sixoxa ukuthi sibonisane ngokuthi sikhokhele bomama sibafundise ukuthi indaba le isifuna ukuthi bomama sibambe
lo mhlangano ngokuhlangana kwabomama bevela kuma-political parties atshiyeneyo bakuzexoxisana ukuthi singathini sibona ukuthi kuphehlela silokhu esithetha sithi ye abantu abasilaleli ye abasinika isikhundla nxa thina singakusebenzanga sazilungiseli izinto zethu akusoze kusebenza njengoba lizuluma emathibeni kuthe khona ekhuluma nesishona kuthe khona nxa kusenzakala into lawo kuzisebenzela abantu babonke basebenza hayikho sibe silokhu esicela ukuthi sifuna ukuthi sinjani ngokuthi sihlangane njalo ukuthi siqalise ukutshela abantu ukuthi hayi ipolitics ayisozalela kakhulu omama labo bale politics and ipolitics isixoxa ngezinto ezilisayo ngoba khonokho ukuthi silabantu bezekhi namuhla yinto eyekuthi nje ukuthi thina njengabomama sifuna ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi kanti vele onama-elections ahanjiswa I'm sure manye abanye omama abakhona kuphanele khonapha bazayiphatha indaba yangkoma
mamadu sisethuseni ungaba nesikhundla esiphezulu sibili kodwa ukwethu sele kuza bakhona emsebenzini esiwusebenzayo kuba kuningi ngawumuntu womfazi but ingasihlangene sinje singabama-political parties atshiyeneyo sibonisana imbono njengabomama kunika isibindi la
ngoba ikukholiswa lapho kujatshulwa abantu begiya becula kutshengisa ukuthi kwakule njabulo ngempela ngomgqibelo owedluleyo lapho abesifazana labo bakade bebuthene khona kube kuqela unkosikazi Mathibenga unkosikazi Simonokuhle unkosikazi Mathibenga labanye abaninginingi ye mavelas
PJ nasi muchirongwa chedu tiri kukurukura zviri pamoyo pemadzimai akawanda pano pa Women's Round Table nyaya yezvirongwa zviri kuitwa nemadzimai ari mumapato akasiyana siyana anopikisa ekukurudzira mamwe madzimai ari munyika kuti vaende ivo kunonyoresa kuvota musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Tanzwa sekutaura kwaita PJ kuti panga pane vanyarikani vakawanda pamusangano wakaitwa iwo nemusi wemugovera muHarare wainzi iwo hashtag #HairVote2018. Uyezve panga pana amai Mujuru, panga pana amai Tokozani Kupe, taona amai Musi Hairambwe Mushonga, amai Priscilla Musi Hairambwe Mushonga, amai Mativenga nevamwe vakasiyana siyana vanobva kumapato akasiyana siyana vanga vari pachiitiko ichi. Apo madzimai ari kukurudzirwa kunzi aiwa nguva yasvika yekuti iwe kana uri pa yachingati yezera rekuti uvote yaanguva yekuti uende kunonyoresa kana kunyoresa kwekuti vanhu vavote kwatanga. Uyezve vari kuti izvo hazvina basa kuti uchanyoresa kuti uvotere ani, asi chiri kudiwa mugore rinotevera kuwanikwa iwo pane madzimai ari kuwanikwa ari pama positions ari pamusoro pangangova ari mutungamiri wenyika PJ tanzwa vamwe vachiti zvinogona kunge iri presidential kana muparlament kana wo even muma cell group imomumu kumakanzuru zvakasiyana siyana nekuti madzimai vanga vari pachiitiko chemusi wemugovera vari kuti izvo madzimai akawanda vanoshandiswa kuti vazowanikwa ivo vachivhotera varume asi vari ivo vaita basa ndo vanoenda kunoimba vanenge vakapfeka mazambia atinoona
t-shirts anemaine mufananidzo yevarume
asi vari ivo vanoenda vachinogadzirira gadzirira kuti tizoona vatungamiri vanotitungamira. Gore rino vari kutiro aiwa zvinhu zvakatisiyanei pane campaign report tinoona zvekune vamwe vari kuita ma citizen movement vari kuita zvezvinonzi hashtag she votes campaign iripo pane vamwe vasikana vechidiki zve vari kuwanikwa ivo vari pamadande mutande yeinternet vachitaura nenyaya iyo yekukurudzira vasikana vechidiki kuti vaende kuna vota. Ndinoona pane mumwe musikana wechidiki tichataura naye ipo pano pachirongwa chedu anonzi Vimbai Nache Musvamburi tinomuona ari pamavhidhiyo achikurudzira vechidiki ari muSouth Africa pari zvino asi achiti aiwa kamadzimai especially vechidiki. Ingazvatinakira aiwa regai tibva tangomutora ipo pano nekuti chirongwa chatotanga. Tinokuchingamidza pachirongwa Vimbai.
Makadii zvenyu?
Aiwa tinofara isusu ndiwo ndandichitokutaura nekuti nhare dzinombonetsa saka ndandangofanira kutaura kuti aiwa pane vamwe vechidiki titsananguroi wee tinoona uri kuita campaign yauri kuita tinoiona iri pasocial media uchikurudzira nyanya vasikana vechidiki chii chakaita kuti ufunge kuita campaign iyoyo inonzi chii?
Campaign yandakatangisa inonzi tichavhota chete tizavhota kuphela. Ndakatarisa kuti isusu vechidiki vekuZimbabwe zvatakaita ndezvokuti nguva nyika yedu when it started getting bad takasvika panguva yekuti takaendeswa kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana either taenda kumayunivhesiti kana taenda kumabasa tichibudiswa munyika because nyika yedu yange yatanga kushata. Saka I got to a point yekuti ndakarealiza kuti isusu vechidiki hatisati tamboparticipata to anything that is happening in our country either you know kuti nyika yedu ichinje. So inini ndega ndakafila kuti tiri kungochema and kwatiri hatisi kufara. Ndakazviona kuti the only reason yezvinhu zvese izvi zviri kuitika is because isusu vechidiki takawanda asi hatisi kucontributa munyika medu. Saka ndokubva ndatanga kutaura nevechidiki ndichiti aiwa zvinhu zvakakosha ndezvokuti tisumuke kuenda kunovhota.
Saka ungati iwe uri kutambirwa sei nevechidiki nekuti
ana kunzwa
ungati uri kutambirwa sei nevechidiki nekuti ndo vari kunyanya tinoona kuti ningi percentage yakawanda yevanokwanisa kuvhota kuti zvinhu zvisanduke ndevechidiki ivava mayouth asi uri kutambirwa sei vari kuda here kuenda kunovhota kana kunyoresa?
Vechidiki vari mungandiregerawo zvimwe zvinhu ndenichiekisina nechirungu
ataura hako
okay vechidiki are very excited because I think they were feeling forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
They had come to a point yokuti they were feeling kuti isu so atina party atino player munyika umo mutangonzi takangonzi indigenization yacho atinambovira tasangana nayo nokuti hatimo munyika macho.
Mm-hmm.
Saka poparuka pabuda Vimbai who is saying, guys, we can actually do this. We can actually stand up and go in our millions to change our country. And then the moment ndaka daro ndaka ignite something in them yakaita kuti vanzvione kuti for sure they can be the change.
Mm-hmm.
Because the young generation, the age below 40 and between 18 and 40 is a very large number. We are millions of us.
Mm-hmm.
And in those millions, all these millions are on social media. Mutakanga no kuti campaigning, my campaigns akawanda in vanhu vakavhota vakawanda kuZimbabwe, vanhu vekumamisha, vanhu vakuru, vanhu vakaenda kuhondo, vanhu vaka experience independence. Ndo vanhu vaienda kunovhota. Saka vanhu vese vakazvarwa after independence hatisati tamboita tambosumuka kuti tiende kunovhota. So we have come to a point yokuti we are slowly realizing that our generation is the only generation that can actually rebuild Zimbabwe. And if we don't do that, nobody else is going to do it for us. So when I started speaking and saying, guys, hande itino vote, hande itino register kuti tivote, vakatanga kuzviona vega. Kuti kuchema kuti kuita kuti nyika yedu yaipa, nyika yedu haina kwairi kuenda. The only people who can actually come to a point where we can, you know, make a reality or create a reality of walking into a new Zimbabwe is us, and we can do it through voting. And can I just mention the fact that through parties that show kuiri rekuno vota on social media,
mm-hmm.
for anybody who is not on social media can think kuti social media is a game and vanarungoona, but remember kuti shoko riri kuparidzwa and shoko riri kusvika kwariri kusvika. We are coming to an era yekuti the next time we go to the ballot box, maybe 2023, there has to be things like applications to register to vote. Panopa nonge pane ma application where you can actually, you know, re-register, or you can, you know, you can open however you do it, but somehow you can connect to the voting of your country or the registration for that, because we are a younger generation and this coming election kuri kuitwa biometric voting.
Mm-hmm.
Biometric registration, and already that means that we are slowly going to an era where the younger generation is taking control, where, you know, we want to live in a life, or we want to live lifestyles where we are keeping track of the now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to think kuti saka vanhu vekumamisha chete who can actually get up in their homes kuenda kunovota. So I want to clearly thank the younger generation. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for receiving this movement, because in this movement and this rindega tiritese, and as much as ndichiparidza kuti hande itinovota, inini my aim is to mobilize the 5 million Zimbabweans that are in the diaspora.
Mm.
The moment I
mobilize, Nashe, I know you're very excited, and I'm excited with you. You know, I can feel the passion, I can hear the passion, but I'm going to push you on hold. We are going to go over to Honorable Thokozani Kupe, so at least we can get a sense of what the politicians are saying, the ones that are actually running in this coming election. So you hold on. I'm not forgetting you.
Okay.
Over to you, PJ. Please hold on.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu Nkosazana Honorable Kupe.
Yes.
Eh. Uthona njani?
Uthembe uthona njani?
Hayi, sithonile. Ungathi fahla ngamafitshane uhlelo lwenu lolu elulusungule ngomgqibelo umkhosi lo wokuhlanganisa abesifazane.
Iye kuqakathekile ukuthi uzulu wonke abekwazi ukuthi thina abantu abesifazane yithi esibaningi kakhulu, siyi-52% of i-population. Njalo uma ukhangela ukuvota okuba khona ukuthi angama-voting patterns, uzathola ukuthi omama yithi esivota ngokuningi. Kusitsho ukuthi siliqembu eliqakatheke kakhulu eliyilo enye ingxenye e-population eyiyo ekhulumayo o eyiyo esaba abantu abangena ezithundeni ezithundeni. So sithi thina njengabomama kathi singakhangela umumo esikhangelane lawo thina omama yethu esithwele umthwalo emuva abantu bethu kabahambe emsebenzini omkethu kabahambe emsebenzini abantwana kabala kudla ezindlini asenelisi ukubhadala izifundo. So i-election iqakathekile ngokuthi yiyo etshintsha izinto zonke yiyo etshintsha uhulumende olifake ebunzimeni ukwenze ukuthi lifake uhulumende ozalikhipha kubona lobo bunzima. Khathesi kule biometric voter registration zisitsho ukuthi wonke umuntu eZimbabwe uzarejista kuthi yikho njengabomama sihlangene sathi thina hhayi bo asibuthanenini sibone ukuthi siyakhuthaza omama labantwana bethu ngobuningi babo labomka bethu ukuthi kasiphumelini ngobuningi sihambe siyerejista. Uma singarejista sibe sesiphuma ngobuningi bethu sihambe siyevota ngokuthi ukuvota kuqakathekile. Ukuvota yikho kuza kunika umsebenzi wabantwana. Ukuvota yikho kuza kunika ukubuhle endlini yakho. Ukuvota yikho kuza kunika indlu yokuhlala le mithi lamadokotela ezibhedlela lezikolo eziqondileyo. So sithi thina ukhetho yebo lungabuya kodwa ukhetho kumele lubuye ukwenzela ukuthi labo ababe bengena kukhetho langikhona bengene kukhetho bekhululekile. Liyakwazi ukuthi ama-elections eZimbabwe kade elethe eRiga ama-conditions kakho kumahle yikho sisithi sifuna ama-electoral reforms ukwenzela ukuthi nxa sokusiya kwi-election wonke umuntu angene ekhethweni olukhululekileyo ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bekhethe umongameli abamfunayo umongameli ongeza bakhiphe ebunzimeni hatsho ukuthi nxa wabantu besiyavota bayachaya bayathisela imizi bayakhitshwa kuma-voters roll lezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo. Sifuna konke lokhu kulungisiswe ngokuthi thina sithi njengabomama bakithi sesidubeke kwakwana 37 years sisezu kodubo sesifuna inguquko sifuna ukuthi izinto zitshintshe sikhiphe uhulumende lo okhona kathesi ngokuthi iminyaka engu-37 sebesale bonzimeni. Omama khathi singakhangela sikuyi-formal sector yithi esilibhizi siyagijima sizama ukuthi sibone ukuthi impilo zingaba ngcono. So sifuna ukuthi khona thina umkhonomi utshintshe umkhonomi uzatshintsha kuphela uma izinto zingalungiswa silungise i-political arena yethu kwenzela ukuthi kube le-legitimacy. Uma sekule-legitimacy umkhonomi uzatshintsha wonke umuntu abe le mpilo enhle.
Nxa ukhangele kwela kusasa silunguzile kuyathembisa na ukuthi abesifazane kathesi sebesiba lesibindi sebequnge isibindi sokuthi lathi singamelana labesilisa?
Ye njengoba ubona khathesi vele ukuthi omama njengoba ngikhulumile omama yithi esiphuma ngobuningi bethu siyavota osekusele kuphela ngokuthi ngakhangela iphalamende iphalamende labantu abango-210 sithi njengabomama sifuna i-105 babe ngabomama. Ukhangele kwikhabhinethi sifuna ukuthi nxa ikhabhinethi ilabantu abangu-30 15 kababe ngabomama 15 babe ngabobaba. Emakhansilini ku-local authority lapho kwenziwa khona i-service delivery kumele ukuthi omama bebekhona nxa kunamakhansili angu-15 angu-30 esikhathini sonaleo 15 kababe ngabomama 15 bebe ngabobaba. Kodwa sokutshengisela ukuthi omama kathe sebejintshini sebeguqula ukwenza izinto sebebona ukuthi labo kumele ukuthi babe khona ematafuleni lapho kwenziwa khona ama-decisions. Yikho ubona ukuthi khona ngomgqibelo lodlileyo omama baphume ngobuningi babo.
I'm hearing really fired up women today. Honorable Kupe, maybe just take us back to last Saturday. Why was it important for you and other opposition political parties to come together as women? Because when women are together, we've always heard women cannot work together. So how are you going to do this?
Yeah,
on Saturday, we decided as women to come together so that we call for reform together. So that we also call for a 50% representation of women in decision-making bodies at all levels. We are saying as women, we constitute 52% of the population. If you look at the 2018 election, women who were registered constituted 52.48%, which is a clear indication that as women, we are a formidable constituency, which is going to determine the outcome of the 2018 election. Because of that, we are saying as women, let us arise and stand up and also be counted. We are supposed to participate in shaping the destiny of our country and also securing the future of our children. And we can only do that by calling for reforms. We can only do that by coming out in our numbers. Since now there is a biometric voter registration, we are saying as women, let's come out in our numbers. Let's come out with our children and our husbands and our relatives to go and register as voters. After registering as voters, we must go and vote in our thousands, and we must vote for change so that we create a new political dispensation where everyone in Zimbabwe will have equal opportunities to prosper. So as women, we are saying enough is enough. Right now, as women, we are carrying a heavy burden on our shoulders. Because our children are not going to school, we don't have money for school fees.
Mm-hmm.
Our husbands are not working. Our children who have completed a university are selling juice cards. As women, we are eating it out in the informal sector where there is no money. These countries have not yet money. Right now, if you look at banks, women sleep in bank shoes, mm-hmm. looking for money, which is not there. So we are saying enough is enough. Come 2018, we want to make sure that we vote for change. This is why we are saying we are mobilizing all the women. We want electoral reform. We want the playing field to be leveled so that all political parties who are going to be contesting are contesting on an equal footing. That whoever wins the election, they will be congratulated. And whoever loses the election must concede to defeat and say, yes, I was defeated in a free and fair election. Or I won in a free and fair election. The one who has won must be given an opportunity to move this country forward. Right now, as Zimbabwe, we are faced with a political crisis which has resulted in a legitimacy crisis, which has resulted into an economic crisis. So we are all saying we want to return back to legitimacy. Once we return back to legitimacy, then the economic situation will change. But we can only return back to legitimacy when there is a free, fair, and credible election.
Ndomboti kwamuri, Honorable Kupe, tisatatora mumwe munyarikani wedu. Asi zvinogoneka here muZimbabwe nekuti takatarisa muchaita sei kuti musimudze havi yekuti madzimai ade izvozvi zvekuenda kunovhota. Tinoona kana vachienda kunovhota madzimai akawanda vanoenda kunovhotera varume. Muchaita sei kuti musimudze havi mumadzimai kuti vaendewo kunovhotera kuti mamwe madzimai vapinde pazvigaro.
Zvamakatoona nemugovera kuti madzimai takaratidza kuti tinokwanisa kushanda pamwe chete tichibva kumapolitical parties dzakasiyana tichibva kucivil society. Izvozvo zvinokurudzira madzimai nekuti kuti madzimai anoda kuona madzimai ariko ari kumusoro achiita chisuwo, achiitawo push kuti aiwa semadzimai ngatienderere mberi, ngatiendei kunoregista, ngatiendei kunovhota. Izvozvo zvatakatanga tichazozviendesa kumaprovinces ese eZimbabwe, tichazoenda kumaruva kunotaura nemadzimai. Nekuti zvandakaona ndezvekuti nguva dzakawanda hatisvikiri madzimai ari kumaruva uku. Madzimai haazivi zvinhu zvakawanda. Saka izvozvo zvakakosha kuti tiende kumaruva tinotaura nemadzimai kuita kuti tauziye kukosha kwekuti kwekuvhotera umwe mudzimai. Kuti kana tikatarisa panano tine vanhu 210 chokuti 105 ngavaite madzimai. Kumalocal authorities kumakanseli ikokuyakuya ndiko kunoitwa basa rakawanda reservice delivery. Chokuti madzimai tikuada ipapo kwese kunoitwa madhisizhon tiva madzimai kukabineti tinova madzimai 50 nekuti kuti ndisi takawanda. And hapana munhu anogona kutaura kuti hapana madzimai acho, hapana madzimai anoruzivo. Madzimai aripo akatowanda. Asi semadzimai tatotanga program yekuti tibude kunzeko. Tinokurudzira madzimai, tinokurudzira vana vedu kuti ngavarejiste semavhotas. Ndine chisuwo, ndinovimba kuti rwendo runo madzimai achazopinzwa, rwendo runo madzimai achazosunda echivhoterawo mamwe madzimai kunharaundi dzavanogara.
Aiwa, tinotenda mombobata makadaro. Tinochingamidza Dr. Chipo Dendere vatiri kunzwa kuti vari panhare. Makadii Dr. Dendere?
Yeah,
Ehe, aiwa mamuru kunzwa apo tichitaura na honorable Thokozani Khuphe, vice president wevamwe pa ku MDCT. Munotii nezvavataura panyaya ndinozoti mune imwe campaign yamunoita yeshivo simbotsanangurai kuti yakamira sei iyo.
Saka shivo ibato remadzimai HDC rinokurudzira vanhukadzi kuti vavhote pamwe chete nekukampaina kuti varane for office. Isu tinobhiliva kuti hazvina kungokwana chete kuti vanhukadzi tiende tinovhota, asi kuti zvinoda kuti isusu vanhukadzi vacho tivewo vari kuvhoterwa vacho.
Ya, imbobatai makadaro, Dr. Dendere, ndimbochingamidza vari pa live feed yedu pa VOA show. Na tina Faith tichiona ari kuti pfe, tinei tibhuka jiona ari kuti pfe pa live ipapo, Mike Nyabani pfe, tasvikawo pano tokuchingamidzai. Waton Mugadza ari kuti tiripowo pano, tiri kuonazve Naka ari kuti where do people register to vote? Tichavunza honorable Khuphe izvozvo. Jane Tandi Bailey ari kuti hi marvelous, hi Jane. And then mazonyorazve mukati well said Muzala Thokozani Khuphe. And then mukanyorazve sisi Jane Tandi Bailey mukati behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. Women, let's come together, we got this. Lorraine Magdalena got it so right, Jen. We are more powerful than we imagine. Hashtag she votes 2018. We are hashtag her vote 2018. Todzokera tombofunza honorable Khuphe kuti nyaya iyi. Oh, anzi vadropa. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ticharamba yedu tichikurukura nekuti tine musikana wedu uye wechidiki. Vimbainashe uchiripo here panhare?
Chiripo, kungoti vadropa zvavo, but I just wanted kuti ndingelelela mumama uThokozani Khuphe.
Uh-huh.
And ndichimhoresa futi doctor varipo veshi votes. They are women that we look up to. Uh-huh. As young women. Uh-huh. And it's very important for us to actually recognize them when they come in the midst of us. Saka ndisikazive zvangu kuti tichikukurukura ne vanyarikani.
Aiwa, newo wamunyarikani wechidiki.
Watopa platform iyoyo.
Wakurumbidza kusvika.
No, I just want to add on, and not add on, I just want to agree with everything that she was saying.
I was ngama ngesiNdebele. Nyakwamukela uhlelo lwethu.
Yeah. Bengifuna ukuvumelana nayo mama, ngoba into eyenzakala ukuthi sino mama yithi esizwa ubuhlungu. Ngifuna ukuvumelana naye ngendaba yokuthi nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi abantwana bayahamba esikolweni bayagraduate and abanamsebenzi, yitho mama esikhalayo. Nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi endlini obaba abaholi, yitho mama esikhalayo. Nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi amabhenki amalayini ayasilalisa phandle, awukaze ubona umuntu ongubaba enguye ohambe esiyalala phandle elinde iqhu kuhamba umama esiyalayina phandle, awukaze uzwe ukukhala nxa endlini kungena kudla kukhalela ubaba kabe ukhalela umama. So all these problems, unfortunately, are felt by us because sino mama yithi esigijimisa izinto endlini. Lanxa ubaba izinto zakhe zingamhambeli, omama yibo abakhalayo, omama yibo abathulisayo, omama bathulisa abantwana, omama bathulisa obaba, omama yibo. We are the ones who are feeling the pain. So it is important, even I'm going to speak to the young women, ukuthi thina abafazi abasifazana abancane kufanele lathi sibone ukuthi kusiya phambili yithi lapho esiyabe sesiphethe izindlu lezi. And kahle ubekhuluma ngokuthi xa singazange sivote, asivoteli upresident kuphela, sivotela i-210 seats leziyana bezikhulunywa ngumama. Ukuthi xa ukuthi i-health sector ifile, kufanele sivotele umuntu ozafika a-replace kuleyo ndawo ku-health sector. Ngoba xa sibona idoti kwama-hospital, idoti ibonwa umuntu ongumfazi. Nxa ukuthi sihamba labantwana ukuyalala labantwana kuma children's ward, awukazi ubona ubaba esihamba enguyo omuyo lalayo lo mntwana esibedlela. Awukaze ubona ukuthi uma ubaba admitwa lo mntwana, umama ngiyadmitwa lo mntwana. Hithe sibona idoti yonke naleyana eyenzakalayo. Hithe esiphathwa kubi ezibhedlela. Kuma maternity wards, hithe esiphathwa kubi ezibhedlela lapha. So sikhalelani kangaka ukuthi iservice yethu imbi ezibhedlela. Thina singazange si-elect umfazi yena lwana esifuna abe nguye osimelele life.
Yes.
So I'm going to speak to the young women that, young women, it is our time to take these seats. 210 seats need to be occupied by mostly women. We are the ones, as currently education abandoned, masive yit as occupy the education seats. Masive yit as tata all these seats in our constitutions. But not all of them. It doesn't, we don't have to be selfish enough to take all of them. But we have to be bold enough as women to realize that it is time for us to take a stand and take those seats as well. But we can't take those seats in a force. We take those seats by electing the right women.
If I may just come in there and say, how are you energizing, especially young women and just women in general, to take a listen and, you know, to be active on social media? Because I've seen when people do like a live feed on Makua or what's trending, people are there, they want to participate. But if it's something to do about their future, you know, the call for them to register to vote, they seem very impartial. Why is that? How are you doing it to energize, especially the young women, to go and register to vote?
Let me tell you something that is very important that I have realized. Yes, I don't get as much. I get attention from the young women on the live feed, on the videos. They are getting a lot of attention. But I would love more attention, yes. Women tend to like to associate themselves with things that don't matter. But I'll also tell you something that I've realized in the past couple of weeks and months is that people are tired. They are very tired of the situation. So it is important to speak to them and speak things that resonate with them. Because if you don't speak things that resonate with them, then you're not doing anything. So the problems at hand resonate with every Zimbabwean. It doesn't matter whether they've decided that they've forgotten about Zimbabwe. But if you talk about bank queues, they know that they can't even if you're in the diaspora, you can't even send your mother money on World Remit because they can't even go and pick it up from Steward Bank because the queues are ridiculous. There's no cash in the country. So they resonate with that. They resonate with the fact that they've got siblings who are sitting at home who don't have jobs. They resonate with the fact that when they get to Zimbabwe, the potholes are terrible. They resonate with the fact that they are not happy where they are. That is the reality of the matter. So it doesn't matter if you are not if you are in the country or you're out of the country. Everybody's feeling the crunch. Everybody's feeling the pain. If you are in South Africa, it's either you're lying about your identity or you've got a permit and the permit is fake, or you've got those permits that were given to Zimbabweans and they're expired and they're unrenewable. So as a matter of fact, everyone is tired. So I have just realized the fact that it is important for me to outline things that they realize that this woman is actually speaking the truth. And this woman is actually speaking things that we see every day. That has made them listen.
Yeah, thank you so much, Vimba. Inache woramba wakabata. Tina Constable Simbarashi, varikufona variku South Africa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, Constable.
Hello, mama. Zita enyu nokubata runharo wangu vatete. Magadi enyu.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Makadi imi.
Tinofara chaizvo kana muchifara ikoko.
Ehe, taura yenyu. Nekuti pane vakamirira vakawanda Constable Nasi. Chiri kupisa ichi.
Vanzadziya, ndinowirira navatete vechidiki vari kutaura kuti vanhu vese dai taenda kumusha kundovhota. And I'm sure zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo because it's obvious generation yedu yose since from 1980. For example, like ini zvangu nini ka, I'm sure ndakavhote kamwe chete. That was 2002. So since from that, I think zvivanhu vava kuti vanhu ngavaende kuregister. I think yeah, it's ikurudziro yakanaka chaizvo chaizvo, but Ndinoona kuti kune vanhu vari kudiaspora vese nazvakaita isusu zvizvino kuna kutiremera kuti tiende kundovhota because vamwe vedu kunoku zvakaita kune South Africa havasi kushanda havasi kudii asi ndaitokumbira kudai paita kuti pakaitawo kana at least kana ma-non-government organizations vanokwanisa kuti vatibatsire maybe netransport kuitira kuti vaya vasingakwanisi kuwana mari kana kuti vasiri kushanda vayavaya vakwanisa kuenda kundoregista kumusha. I think that was a good idea iyoyo inokwanisa kubatsirawo generation yose yekuti vanhu vakwanisa kuenda in numbers vagoenda kundovhota zvinogona kupa shanduko in the coming election 2018.
Aiwa, mukoma maita basa manyatsotaura. Saka imi muri kugadzirira kuenda kunoregista here kuvhota uku? Nekuti kana musina kuregista, hapana kuvhota kunoitika.
Ichokwadi ichocho, ini ndakatogadzirira kuti ndode kundoregista. Ini zvangu ndinoshanda but nditori nechinangwa ichocho kuti pavanzi vachinge vanaunza kuti registration yakutanga, ndinotoenda kuvhota because itori aim yangu ndakato gadzirira iyoyo kuti I have to participate in the next election, the coming election.
Aiwa, tinotenda Constable Simbarashe. PJ, we heard there from Constable Simbarashe who's saying he is waiting for when the call is made for people to actually come and register and vote. He wants to go back to Zimbabwe to vote.
Yes.
Come 2018. You go ahead.
Now that we have this biometric voter registration program that is underway, they're still sourcing out the tenders to buy the BVR machines or kits.
Yes. So he's saying his ears are wide open.
Open.
And we're hoping women out there, your ears are wide open and your eyes are also searching for that day when it comes for the call that, now you can register to vote. Of course, right now they're doing the logistics of sourcing the, machines and things like that. Mm. So PJ, go ahead and read
your Facebook comments. Yanini ku Facebook live stream yenu stream live sikhuluma kanje kulo Sipho Dube who joined Sakhile Liline uthi Vimbai Nashe hello and thanks for that info Vimbi lami lapha engihamba khona ngiyabacela ama youth ukuthi asambeni si register sivote ngiyahlanyela sibilile ikakhulu omama esidubeka kakhulu wazotsha njalo futhi usakhile wathi thank you mama Makhuphe Chiedza Mgodi joined Doka Sihobe joined yani buya nini kulonke sisekelane kulolu hlelo lwethu lapho si live streamer lisitshengisa ukuthi yenana lisilandela njalo lilalele kulokho esikukhulumayo njalo kulabo abanye abafuna silithinte ecingweni lilakho njalo ukudibhala inombolo zenu khonapha kufacebook ekhasini lethu elevo indebele lisitshele ukuthi silithinte nocingo.
PJ, yeah. Today the lines seem to be really letting us down. I understand. I'm getting a message here, WhatsApp message from Honorable Thokozani Khuphe, who's saying, try my cell phone, so we will keep trying. And also, Mai Mativenga from PDP, she was lined up to be one of our guests, but we've been trying her line also, and that hasn't been very successful. So we have not forgotten all the women that had promised to be on this show, but our lines are really letting us down. Dr. Dendera, tinakukukanganwai, come back on the program. You've been listening to the young, energetic lady that was speaking just, and also welcoming you and saying that you inspire women like her. Give us your take as the country now prepares to register to vote and things like that. What do you say to women listening out there?
Well, I think, first of all, I always get excited when people think I'm much older than I am because I'm Dr. Dendere. So I should just shout out to other young women that you can get your PhD at 30 or 27 or 28. It's possible. It's not a big deal.
Maybe tell them a little bit about yourself. How old are you? Because, it's very intimidating to hear doctor. And it's like,
Well, my birthday is coming up. And all I can say is that I was in grade one in 1991.
Okay, we're not going to do your math.
So they're welcome to do the math. And I went to school when I was very young because I used to love reading. So I went to primary very early. And I'm a political scientist, so that's where the doctor comes from. I'm not a medical doctor.
Okay, so carry on and just urge women listening out there as we go towards 2018. What should they be aspiring to do?
So as a political scientist, I'm very excited that everyone has been reading the Afrobarometer results. So I thought in the next, 30 seconds that I have, I might tell you what the Afrobarometer results also said about female participation.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that Zimbabwean women are participating in elections, perhaps more than women in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the last election, 68% of women, when they did the survey, 68% of women said that they voted in the election. But where the issue really comes is when we do the breakdown of voter participation by age. And so this is where young women, we have to, those who are between 15 and 29, and I would actually say between 18 and 35, only 51% of those women participated in the election. 51%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very small number. But then when I was looking at the data to try and understand why so few young women are participating, they went on to say that for most of them, it was about time. That 4% of women, especially women in urban areas, say that they did not have the time to vote. Women in rural areas, because everyone keeps talking about saying, we have to go to the rural areas. What Zimbabweans don't understand is that people in rural areas vote more than people in urban areas.
So what do you suggest, based on the report and what you heard, Honorable Thokozani Kupe, how do they move this movement forward, this, your she votes and their her votes?
Our work is not in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Women in rural areas are more organized. It's easy to organize them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the data, right, 5% of women in urban areas were saying they could not figure out where their polling station was. And only 0.2% of women in rural areas were saying they could not figure out where their polling station was.
Mm-hmm.
So the real challenge for us, right, the big problem is in urban areas. It's making sure that as we're doing biometric voting, women in urban areas get registered to vote. And the challenge for women in urban areas, as Honorable Kupe said, is that most of them are working in the informal sector. So if you're selling your tomatoes and your vegetables or whatever, you can't really afford to leave your space and go and register. So we have to advocate for that to make sure that they register women where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So if women are at markets, if women are at church, then go and register them where they are. Don't ask them to leave their job so that you can register them. I mean, you go to Mbari, Kusiaso, Okumpizanamo, there are thousands of people there every day. Why not register people where they are?
Mm.
But also, we've got an information...
Dr. Dendere, Chimbobata Imakadaro. Nekuti topic inhasi inenge iri kupisa tina Honorable Kupe vari kutoramba uchiti please try my number saka tiri kuedza Honorable Kupe kuti mudzokezve pachirongwa asi tina mukoma Edelis Chimombe vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa batai makadaro Honorable Dr. Dendere.
Oh, hi Mavla.
Hey Makadi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So
good.
The name is Fidelis.
Oh, okay. Tofunga tanyora tichimhanya. Mukoma Fidelis Chimombe, where are you and the contribution yenyu taura yenyu?
Yeah, so I'm calling from USA, Massachusetts.
Ah, good. Timbonzwa vari muno. Mukoma Fide kuti muri kuzvionawo sei nyaya iyoyi
ku Zimbabwe. So I think these are exciting times and troubling times for our nation.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to rebuild our nation by involving women, youth, and the men.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mrs. Kupe and some people who spoke, they raised some good points about involving women and encouraging women to occupy high positions when it comes to parliament and cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think she said that we should encourage women to vote for women.
Mm-hmm.
So while it's good to elect women to position of power, but I want to ask you a question.
Why? What's the question?
Yeah, why should a woman vote another woman because it's a woman. Because I understand that what will rebuild our country is good policies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we should be encouraging, we should, one, we should encourage women participation to participate in parliament and in senate and in other positions of power, right? Then encourage women to vote for people with good policies, because at the end of the day, that is what is going to resuscitate our country.
Aiwa, mkoma Fidelis imataura zvatanya tsonzwisisa tinotenda muvenezwa rakanaka nekuti da mboedza kupawo mamwe madzimai acho tinzwe kuti sei honorable kupe vanga vari kuchidzira kuti aiwa madzimai voterai mamwe madzimai asi pane zvandavanzwa vachitaura vanga vari kuti pane madzimai anogonawo mabasa iwaya ari kuitwa nemadzibaba saka tokutendai kunge manga mune muri pachirongwa chedu sorry nguva yedu ndoiri kudyana nambijana saka ndichambodzura kuna CCPJ vanenge vane mumwe munyarikana.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela Mandlovu kuhlelo lwethu.
Yebo ninjani?
Hayi nyaphila. Kunjani khona ngapha kobulawayo?
Yeah. Hayi wobulawa ku right.
Yeah. Ulawa ufuna ukusiphathisa kuhlelo lwethu.
Yeah.
Mhm. Kubeka.
Ibe ngifuna ukukhuluma ngabo mama ngisithi hayi uqondile sibili abakhuluma ngakho kodwa ke okwakathesi sibe sicela ukuthi bakithi beqale bekhulume ngokukhipha into leyi esihlupha kangaka elizweni hayi khona ukuthi sikhulume ngokuthi sifuna ukuba banengi ezikhundleni omama but into eqakathekileyo ukuqala sifundise abantu ukuthi sitshintshele umbuso kababa lo ohluphayo ngobana singaze siye singene xa singathintanga lo mbuso angiboni ukuthi kuzatshintsha ukukhala kwabantwana ukudubeca kwethu omama xa kungena umbuso lowo lokukhona mina ngibonani kuqakathekile sithi omama singene ezindaweni sifundisana ukuthi siqale sitshintshele umbuso nakho nje sinxa singakhethana omama kodwa asiqaleni siqakabhekise ukukhipha umbuso lohlukumeza abantu ngoba nabayatho siyabezwa bakhuluma omjuru omayimjuru kade babakhona ezindabeni zenezi kodwa akula nto etshintshayo ngobana ubaba lonxayezele lokhu ekhona bengaze bengene bebe banengokunganani emaphalamende kumbe ngaphi ngaphi xa ubaba lo singamtshintshanga kula tshintsho abantwana bazayana becotha ezikolo mina ngikhuluma nzenzela abantu abamabafundi ngoba kangisebenzi kodwa vele nanxa ngingaze vele nxa kungatshintshanga lubaba amboni ukuthi kuyinokungatshintsha ngoba wena mama ungaze ungene uzasebenza yekoneni lakho kodwa nxa ubaba lo elokho ekhona amboni kulolunye utshintsho asitshintshenini ubaba lo sihluphayo sithi sesikhuluma ngokunye lokho okulandelayo nanxa sihamba sifundisa abantu emakhaya siye bafundisa ngokutshintsha ubaba lowo ngobana kunzima ezinzini la umama siyahawula siyakhuluma ngakho konke iindlela zokuthi oomama siyazifuna izikhundla siyafuna ukukhethana kodwa ngaze ngukhethe kuzafanana nxa singakhiphanga lo muntu.
Yeah, hayi sibonile kakhulu Mandlovu.
Abantwana kabahambe beregesa abeneminyaka esikwanile. Siye vota nini sikhiphele ubaba. Siye sesikhuluma ngento zonke lezi esizifisayo nomama. Ngobana bakhithi sesidubekile. Singababona abasezikhundleni. Kodwa kunzima.
Ya, hayi mbongile kakhulu Mandlovu. Yikuthi isikhathi sethu yiso sesingani vele. Sesidliwa ngumama.
Ngiyabonga lami ukungena kuhlelo.
Ukulungile mama.
PJ, that sounded very fired up.
Yeah, she was so fired up and she was saying, okay, I understand and I hear them that are saying we should elect women, we should vote for women. But the most important thing that we must prioritize right now is letting go of this old people that are still in power right now.
So in comes our young ladies like Vimbaishe Maswaburi, who was earlier on the program. Unfortunately, her phone dropped, but I would like to just read a little bit about Vangwanyora Panopa Facebook page, Yeduye VOA Shona. Kuzaishe Chidzakwa, people have become so used to the status quo that they are content with the circumstances and feel that, there's no need for change. This is the mindset we need to change. Change from the bottom of the chain, beginning with your family, your neighbors, and your friends. Dr. Akurkwita. Melchings, Arkuti, well said, Constable Simbarashi. Alvin Malaba, Arkuti, watching from Swazili. Chinochanga chipisa chirongwa ichipj tinofunga chachi dzokorazve ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington totenda honorable Thokozani Kupe Dr. Chipo Dendere sisivimba ishe Musvaburi vechidiki vanga vakutaura nesu vari ku South Africa nevamwe vese vafona nekunyora pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona kana musati maifarira ibvai maifarira PJ
asiveke ithuba elifanayo njalo ngeviki elizayo sikhathi sinye kuhlelo lwethu asiyihluzeni bomama lapho esiyabesihluza khona olunye njalo udaba oluphathelane labesifazane olivalelisayo ngupraxedes Jeremiah.